Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, December 13th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down a nickel at 585, March wheat up 3.5 cents at 788.75, and Jan beans down 23.75 cents at 1244. Beans under pressure, meal was down 450, oil down about 34 ticks here. I think the beans were responding to the better Brazilian weather as much as anything else. Looks like they're getting rains the next couple of days in the southern part of Brazil, which has been the dry area, so that should help their crop. There's no reason at this point to think the crop couldn't be a big crop, but you know, they're only just finishing now soybean planting. Crop still has an awful long way to go. So obviously January and February weather will be critical for their bean development there. Wheat a little bit better, but a good 5 cents off the highs, but we rallied as much as 18 cents off the morning lows. The dollar's up 18, so that kind of bucks the trend there. But overall, I think wheat was stronger on the tensions between Russia and Ukraine. Again, I don't think Putin's going to have any second thoughts about going into Ukraine with the economic sanctions that they're talking about putting on him. So, you know, I think he's going to do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. And the wheat is kind of reflecting that. But we're still well off our highs in the wheat market. Corn under some pressure. Again, Brazil, southern Brazil getting some rains out here. Crude oil down 43 a barrel. That didn't help. The dollar higher, just 18 ticks. That didn't help. But overall, you know, I look at the fund long position and after today, they're long about 325,000 contracts of corn. Now, I don't know where they're going with this stuff. You know, it's going to take some really bad weather in South America, in my opinion, for these prices to pay off. Now, there are a lot of people out there that think that corn is just poised to move a lot higher in short order here. You know, what's the reason for that? Is it the strong ethanol demand? Crude oil is broken. Right now we're $12 off the highs or more. Everybody's talking inflation, but silver is well off its highs. Bitcoin is now 23,000 off its highs. We're down another 2,000 here as we speak. I think there are a lot of people that have gotten sucked up in this inflation talk. And while I realize that inflation is strong when you go in the grocery store, when you go to the gas station, when you go to buy fertilizer or land, you know, prices are incredibly high. But I think we've built a lot of that into this market. But the trade, I'll certainly be looking for what the Fed does in the next couple of days. If they take a more hawkish stance on interest rates, meaning interest rates could move higher to try to combat some of the inflation out here. So, you know, we'll see whether the Fed still thinks we've got inflation or whether we peaked out here. But at any rate, as long as the weather stays decent in South America, I think corn and beans could be in some trouble. The wheat should stay on the firm side until we see some rains in the southern plains. The weather down there is just too dry, and we need to see some good relief. Now, they've had some snow cover up north, but some of the southern plains states just don't have much moisture at all, if any. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.